The Google Doodle, you know, the little drawings on the Google homepage, it's not just a wormhole to get lost in. It's also a great source for interesting stories. Like today, Google honors what would have been the 114th birthday of Ludmila Rudenko. Not a household name, and that's why we want to go deeper on today's doodle. Rudenko died in 1986 at the age of 81, but during her lifetime, she was one of the most influential chess champions of the Soviet era. In 1928, she placed fifth in the Moscow Women's Championship, and in the early 1950s, she became the second woman's world chess champion. All very interesting, except her proudest achievement was saving hundreds of children during the bloody siege of Leningrad in World War II. Susan Polgar is a world chess champion herself and a chess grandmaster. I kind of got to the thumbnail sketch of Ludmila Rudenko. Susan, where was she born and how did she become a champion chess player?
Well, Ms. Rudenko was born in today's territory of Ukraine and then later moved to Russian territories of Moscow and I guess Leningrad as well. She was very influential in her era. And it's pretty remarkable that she was never really a professional chess player, as I understand, but she was an economic planner in the Soviet days. And she became world champion in her mid-40s, which is highly unusual by today's standards. For example, I became the number one ranked player in the world when I was only 15. But times are different. There were no computers, no technology, no information like there is today. So it's much quicker, the development of chess players today. That's how we see young chess players, even at the tender age of 12, and becoming grandmasters.
How much was sexism kind of holding Ludmila Rudenko back at the time?
Oh, I'm sure a lot. I mean, even in my early days in the 70s and 80s, I had to face it on a day-to-day basis and to some degree even today. But in those days, forget sexism, it's just World War II and everything that she had to endure. And there was so much lack of opportunity for women or support or so much discrimination. It's remarkable that she had the strength and the motivation and the desire to excel in such a male-dominated sport.
Do you know how she was perceived by her male peers at the time?
I very well know because I have traveled to the Soviet Union multiple times and I talked to people who knew her and even other champions who came after her. And it was just such a dismissal, so to say, in those days, in her time, about women in chess, that, oh, women can't play chess. And in fact, part of the reason why women didn't get very far in chess, because that constant discouragement and dismissal and lack of opportunities. And, well, in fact, that's what I try to change throughout my life and my career and now through my foundation.
So we'll get to that in a second, but what about Ludmila Rudenko inspired you?
Well, it inspired me that she stood up in a male-dominated field when it was not popular. There was only one other woman before her, Vera Menchik, who we all know about, the first women's world champion, who did that. And then the World War II broke out and there were no real championships. There were no competitions for women at all. And so she was the first one. It's always hard to be a pioneer in whatever you do and excel at. And I think we all need to remember that power and that inspiration.
So tell me more about this scholarship money that you've awarded this week, the 15th year in a row you've done this, to girls who play chess.
Yes, we're very fortunate that found partners for the past 7 years already here at Webster University, and my foundation adds to it some further cash prizes to the winners, the young ladies who compete for these valuable prizes. And we hear wonderful success stories when young people, even if they quit chess playing professionally or seriously and got other careers, they are becoming extremely successful and sought out employees by various fields.
And for these 21st century girls, do they know the legacy and lore of Ludmila Rudenko?
Well, I believe that all young women chess players are familiar with the limited amount of women's world champions in the history of the game. and Ludmila being just the second, obviously, everybody's familiar with the name.
World chess champion Susan Polgar in St. Louis, Missouri, telling us about the subject of today's Google Doodle, the late Russian chess champion Ludmila Rudenko, who would have been 114 today. Susan, thanks very much.
My pleasure.